This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Send desirable experience on the dating website. And I don't just mean who you met, but you can tell us that story too. If it was like a dating disaster through an online dating website, you want to tell us that story, you're welcome to. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been talking about websites that I consider to be scammy, very, very scammy sort of approaches to running dating websites. They had come to us and had pitched their sites to us as far as wanting to basically team up with Free Talk Live and have us sort of brand our own site on this, what they call this white label dating site, where the company provides the sort of the guts of the site. They provide the website and then they customize it for whatever it is that you wanted to customize it for. So an example would be their site, which is Paranormal Date, that is being promoted by the show Coast to Coast. And what I was saying in the last hour is that either Coast to Coast is in on this scam and they agree with scamming their listeners, or they didn't do their due diligence and they just went ahead and signed up for this partnership with this site without really checking it out, without really looking into it to see if this was something they wanted to offer their listeners. Because if we were to offer this to our listeners, I would be so embarrassed. Because people would be going on this site thinking, oh, well, you know, Ian and Mark are, you know, endorsing this website. Or Ian is. You've got a wife, Mark, so you probably wouldn't be endorsing the site. If Ian was endorsing the site, then that must mean it's legitimate. So they're going to go in and then they're going to be disappointed because they're going to be sent messages by profiles who have not even looked at their profile. That's what happened to me on the three different accounts that I set up on three of their different, ostensibly different websites. And then I emailed my thoughts to this guy who was, the CEO or whatever, who was pitching you, Mark, and I gave him my honest feedback. And I'll read that email to you here. This is what I said to him. I said, perhaps you feel you have something good going with your business. And I started by saying, Glenn, here's my honest feedback. You might not like it. But it feels scammy. Within 15 minutes after signing up, I received introduction messages from women who, as it turned out, hadn't even seen my profile. This is obviously designed to get people to pay to upgrade, though in the long run, the customer will be let down. I suspect your sites don't have very good retention of users, likely with most canceling after their initial term. Further, it's just not a very good website. It lacks the matching features of OkCupid and costs more. Why would anyone want to use it? Finally, your site's also dishonest in that it presents the same database to the different labels. We Love Dates, which is one of their labeled sites, has the same women as Paranormal Date, but Paranormal Date costs more. I don't know you, Glenn, but if you didn't know these things about your company, you may want to consider jumping ship and getting involved with an operation that's honest. Your offer seems to be for people looking to make a quick buck, and that's not what we do. Good luck, and thanks for bothering to read this far. And then he comes back with an email with his answers to my objections, which I, you know, basically have not responded to and have no intention of responding to, and I decided that the best thing to do would be to out this company on the air for what I think about them. That way you could know, in case you were considering signing up for any of these sites that they run, to be very, very cautious here. I don't think that even if they were legitimate, even if they were, and they weren't sending scammy introduction messages to everyone's profile that just signs up, even if those things weren't happening with this site, it still wouldn't be worth anyone signing up for because it costs more and there are fewer people to actually find in their database. But he claims on the retention rate, because I asked him, I said, well, you know, I don't think you're going to have very much retention. Like, cause
you made a statement.
Yeah, people are going to sign up for this site. They're going to find out that it's full of, you know, scam profiles, and then they're going to walk away. And they're going to be angry at Free Talk Live if we were to have signed up for this. And so he claims, we lose approximately 23% of our members each month, depending on the niche. This is average for the industry, he says. Now, that's actually a lot of members, if you think about it. Can you imagine, Mark, how long it would take to go from where we are now with the AMP program to zero if we lost 23% or close to zero if we lost 23% of our amplifiers every single month? That's a huge amount of loss.
You'd have to have growth, too.
Well, right, and it doesn't. He doesn't talk about what his growth is here, and he also doesn't address how many people actually bother to come back and keep logging into the website after they
The dating industry has built in attrition, right? If they're successful at doing their job, you're not
people
going to be
the
using
site.
Them again. So I don't think that. I don't think that's good or bad. I am not shocked by that number. I think it's a fine number. I think it just means that you have to do some promotions.
And then he addresses the issue of price differences, because I pointed out that one of his sites is $10 a month more than another one of their sites, and it's the same exact database. It's the same purported women that are in that database.
Sure.
And so he says, well, we work with our partners to price based on the best value for their customers. Price is based on value, not on cost, which suggests that there's any value whatsoever to a site that sends scam messages to their new signups, and there's not. There's negative value here because it's going to burn people out, and it's going to destroy the reputation of anyone who's promoting these sites.
I think you're just butthurt that this guy schooled you on economics. Price is based on what the market will bear. It has very little to do with built-in costs. That's all.
I didn't say anything about that. He's just talking, he's just talking and making excuses for this. The price should be based on the marketplace and competing
you
with other sites out there.
You can't call it white labeling then. Then he would be lying in the other part of his
business. I don't
know
what you're talking about.
Okay, so white labeling, that's what this website is. It allows you to put you can go to this company and you can get your own dating site.
You can get your own scam site.
And you can slap a name on it.
You can try to extract money from your listeners.
Earl's dating site. And
burn them out.
Put it right up there, right?
Yeah.
And
even though everyone on the site will have never heard of Earl, because they're all coming through their other sites, and they're probably even fake. They're probably not even real in the first place.
You can put up. You can say it's $100.99 to sign up.
You could, but you won't get any signups because the rest of the dating industry is $20 a month.
That's how pricing is. You can go to a car dealer and you can buy a car for $20,000. You can buy a car for $30,000, or you can buy a car for $300,000. They have lots of different options for you, and those cars will do largely the same thing.
Yeah, but if you buy a car for $300,000 and it doesn't actually get off the lot, you've got a problem.
Yes.
There's no value in that particular car. So what he's claiming is his site has value, but I'm telling you it has negative value. And even if the site did have members and it did have real people on it, it doesn't even compare to OkCupid, which is a site that you can get into for free. You can send messages to and read messages for free. You can actually do a detailed search for free. And, it's just such a better site overall. The experience is better, and it's cheaper than these websites
his
are. So there's no value to
his claim.
Site.
His claim is that people that pay money are more interested in relationships.
That's his claim. I have no evidence that anyone in their right mind would pay money for this site. But this isn't the only one, Mark. So after that, you sent me another link this weekend to this other company that's doing the same thing, basically, with this white labeling. One of their sites was relationship.com. Another one was Hustler Hookups, I believe it was.
Yeah, I think so.
It suggested it was Hustler Magazine. I'm not sure if it actually is or not. The logo looked like Hustler Magazine, which, by the way, apparently is now ending its print run and is now going to be online only. That was in the news recently.
I can't imagine they're still selling nudie magazines in stores. I mean, really?
Yeah, they still do. Hustler.
People
anymore.
Buy those?
So first one I looked at was
1994. What are people buying these things for?
The first one I looked at was relationship.com, and
this is a nice name. I mean, that's a good website.
Sounds fine, but of course they don't actually have a very high Alexa rank, so that was the first bad sign. It was like Alexa ranking 2.8 million compared to the paranormal date site, which was actually at around 300,000. So the paranormal date site, in my opinion, was a scam. This site is an even less popular scam. In my opinion, as you'll find out here. So, in this case, I didn't even upload a single photo, nor did I fill out any information about myself. So, all that I gave them was that I was a man, I gave them the year that I was born in, and there was a username. That's it. The bare minimum of information to open up a profile on the website. And what do you know? Within just a few moments of just a few minutes of signing up, I get a message from a girl. No, excuse me. It wasn't a message. It was a chat request that I received from an attractive looking redhead who happens to have the same age as me. She's 35 in Canada. And it was just within moments. And then I signed up for Hustler Hookups, which was their other site.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to the site's credit, I'm going to give credit where credit's due.
Very, very, very few women would choose to sign up for a profile at hustlerhookup.com.
And to the site's credit, there were fewer. It seemed like they had somewhat different profiles between the two sites. However, I couldn't really assess that because the sites, neither of the sites, again, it's the same company, they're just branding the sites differently. Neither of the sites would let me go past page one of the search results. So all I could see was the first 10 results or whatever it was that showed me on the page. It claimed there were 10 more pages of results, but I couldn't go to page two without paying $39.99 to sign up for this particular site. But that's not where it ended. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. What has been your experience in online dating? Now, there are some sites that I think actually do have real people on them. I think OkCupid is one of them. And you can explain your experience. Maybe you had a glowing experience. You know, you met somebody and you're still together. Maybe you got married to the person. It doesn't always have to be about the scams. We're talking about the scam side of the business. And folks in the chat room are saying that there's a lot of scams out there in the dating website world. And so far, two out of the two sites, Mark, that have pitched us on teaming up with them, in my opinion, have absolutely been scam artists. Dating websites.
I don't know how there could be scams in the business. Whenever I happen to be on a porn site, I see that there's lots of women in my area that want to meet me. And they're hot and topless.
Yeah. So anyway, I was sharing with you my experience here in signing up for these. I was doing my due diligence, right? Mark, you had presented these as possible advertising options for Free Talk Live, and I wanted to check and see, you know, how legitimate they were. I didn't think that I was going to really see anything that was impressive when I went into them, and indeed, I was less than impressed and in some cases absolutely horrified by how terrible these sites were as far as some of the scammy aspects of them. And so I'm kind of running down the other two. So we started in the first hour, we talked about Paranormal Date, which is a site that is being promoted by Coast to Coast AM. In my opinion, that is a scam site. It's one of these white label sites where the company behind the site is sort of putting their same database out in a bunch of different ways with a bunch of different custom labels on them. So even though it said Paranormal Date, it was the same women that were on their other website, which was called We Love Dates. So obviously it wasn't 150,000 women who love the paranormal that were on that site.
Aliens and that sort of thing.
And now further, I went and signed up for this other site, which was relationship.com, and then another one, hustlerhookups.com. Now, to the site's credit, they didn't seem to be sharing the same exact database. There was some crossover when I did a search, but on the Hustler Hookups, there were only like three pages of search results for a search in New Hampshire. And then on the relationship.com, there were more than 10 pages of results. So there did seem to be a differing results there. But all that said, there were still some of the same women on both. But I really couldn't get a fair assertion of what was going on because the site wouldn't let me pass page one of the search results, nor would it even let me search. It wouldn't let me drill down to my area. I mean, this is like one of the most basic functions of a dating website is to show you, hey, look, we're a great site and you should sign up for us because look at all these women in your area that you could possibly date. No, this site only allowed me, in both of the sites, the relationship one or relationships and Hustler Hookups, they wouldn't let me drill down any further than New Hampshire. So all I could search for was every profile on the site that was in New Hampshire, and then I couldn't click past page number one to find one of them that was in Keene. None of the results were in Keene because it wouldn't let me search for Keene.
It's interesting that they would pick... So New Hampshire in and of itself is funny because it's a smaller place and it's oblong. Mm-hmm. So you're closer, living in the southwest corner of New Hampshire, to Vermont... than you are
in Massachusetts,
to,
yeah.
You're closer to Vermont than you are to the capital of New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's true.
And to Massachusetts. And so these artificial geopolitical designations that we have that we call states, not particularly useful in this area.
So they wanted even more money on relationship.com. They wanted $40, $39.99 for 1 month. Now, again, they give you a better deal if you buy 6 months. Because, you know, they know that if you buy 6 months, you're going to cancel. Most people are going to cancel, I think, in my opinion. And so they'll get more money out of people if they can sell them the discount package. And so they wanted money to just get to page two on the search results. They wanted money to just get to drill down to my local area. And further, they wanted money to read messages. And just like the other site, what do you know? Within moments of signing up for this website, I've got stuff in my inbox. Not only that, there was a chat request that came in from an attractive redhead in Canada who wanted to talk to me, happened to even be the same age. Of course, I couldn't chat with her.
I saw the picture, and that picture makes me think scam already.
Smoking hot.
Yeah.
So, of course, to chat with this woman, I would have had to have paid $39.99 in order to... And then who knows what would have happened after that, right? Oh, she's offline. Sorry, it's too late. You can't chat with her here. Send her a message and she'll never respond. Or maybe there's some person behind it who's working with the site that'll send you fake responses.
Or maybe
there's
a fat guy in Tennessee pretending to be a hot woman in Canada.
So, let's see. I'm actually going to pull up a little bit more of what happened after that. So that was on the relationship.com site. Remember, same company... marketing these different white label sites. The other one was Hustler Hookups. So I also signed up for Hustler Hookups, and
surprise, surprise, within moments, I got a request for a chat, but from a different profile. This one was not from the same woman in Canada. This one was from a woman in Mexico. So again, women who are like completely across international boundaries from me apparently want to hook up. This woman in Mexico who wouldn't know anything else about me except for the fact that I was born in the year that I was born in, so she could see my age.
And you're male.
She could see that I was a male, and she could see my profile name. That's all that I gave this site when I signed up. And she wants to screw.
What big profile name did you use? Like Big Daddy Rhino?
FTL Ian. Yeah. Just my normal one.
Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz.
So I guess you could argue that she Googled my name and then, you know, found out who I was and just couldn't hold herself back. She just wants to have sex with me. So she sends a chat request. And again, you got to pay. And actually, the Hustler Hookups, to their credit, they only wanted $30 a month instead of this relationship.com, which wanted $40 a month. So, obviously, I'm not going to be paying to find out what that's all about. Further, by the way, OkCupid wants $19.95 for 1 month, and, of course, we'll give you a better deal if you buy multiple months. And they actually have real people on their site. And when you join the OkCupid site, you don't get messages right away because it's unrealistic to expect that somebody is so desperate for meeting someone that they're just going to message someone as soon as they join a website with no profile picture whatsoever. Who the hell searches for profiles that have no picture on these websites?
How does OkCupid make money?
They sell upgrades.
Okay.
They have the A-list, which has different perks that you can get. So, like, with the A-list, you can lurk more, or you can, like, be more of a creeper, for instance. You can go to someone's profile, and they won't know that you visited their profile. Okay. So there's some things that the A-list does that it'll sort of allow you to have certain benefits. And obviously a lot of people sign up for that because the site's making money, and they've been around for quite a while. But, so I got the chat request, and then a few minutes later, I got two messages on the hookup site. Now, the relationship site, I didn't get any messages. The hookup site, two messages come in. One of them from a girl who I would describe as a 10. I sent you the picture of this one. So I sent you the redhead photo, and then I sent you, like, the full profile. This is, like, a black and white photo, like, glamour shot. Yeah.
This isn't a glamour shot. This is a professional
modeling photo.
Yeah, the modeling photo.
She's 30 years old. She wants to have some fun tonight. She's into all kinds. She's gangbangs, all kinds of things.
Where's she at?
She is in New York City.
Mm. And that gives her millions of people to proposed to.
So here you have a website that is...
Would you drive to New York City to have sex with this woman?
No. look. First of all, this isn't a woman. This is a robot. This is not a real, person.
I'm just asking you. It's a real picture of a real person.
It's a real woman. That's true. Who is in this photo, but she is not the person who's behind this profile.
I can tell you, speaking as a guy who's traveled across the country in order to have sex, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who has traveled a long distance for such a thing, that I think a lot of people would go to New York City to do that.
Sure, but you'd have to be a desperate sucker to believe that this smoking hot platinum blonde is going to send you a message within moments of you signing up for a website to where you haven't even uploaded a picture or any personal information whatsoever. She wants to jump my bones. 855-453. What have been your experiences?
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. You want to save big time on your purchases on Amazon? Go to saveitpurse.com and get signed up for an account, which you can then use with Bitcoin. You have to use Bitcoin to get these discounts. To save 20, 30, 40, maybe even 50% on the things that you're buying online. Now, thing is, if you are patient, you can save more. So if you want to save 20 to 30%, go ahead and put in an item at 20 or 30%. It'll probably get picked up within an hour. It's relatively fast to go at around 20%. 25%, 20%, you're going to get it picked up fast. 40%, you might have to wait a couple days. 50%, I hadn't gotten anything for 50% yet, but I hadn't really tried. It's because I tried it like 45 and 40, and sometimes it just took a while. And you want to, I sometimes want to get things sooner rather than later, so I'll lower the price. And then 30%, it gets snapped up. But either way, 20%, even just 20% off is worth the time and the effort to figure out how to do this, and it's not hard to do at all. Basically, all you're doing is you're creating an Amazon wish list of the stuff that you want to get. You import the wish list over at saveitpurse.com. It goes up into their marketplace, and someone buys it, and then you end up, you know, you send that person Bitcoin through the site. It's very, very easy, and it works well. I've been using it for now nearly a year. With over 35 transactions under my belt, saved over $750 on my purchases so far because I've been using SaveAtPurse.com. You can do it too. All you have to do is just get started. Save AT Purse, SaveAtPurse.com. And it helps us a little bit too. A very small portion of each purchase when you sign up through that link, SaveAtPurse.com. So we've been discussing these dating scam websites. We're going to continue with your calls about whatever's on your mind. I think I've pretty much gotten it out there. Like, you sign up for a site, you don't put any information in your profile, and all of a sudden you start getting messages from women who want to have sex with you.
Watch out.
Probably not legitimate. Don't pay those people. This one, the girl's profile, I got sent this message on the Hustler Hookups site.
That already sounds like a scam.
She's smoking hot, babe, 10 out of 10, claiming she wants to, you know, jump my bones. Actually, I don't know what she said, because the messages in your inbox, they actually, on this site, blur the subject line. So you can't even read the subject. You can see the profile of the person, but you can't even read the subject line of the obviously fake message that they're sending you. They want you to pay before they'll even let you look at the subject. So the second set of sites, Mark, that you sent me was even worse than the first set of sites, and I'm pretty burned out on doing due diligence on any of these dating sites at this point.
I can imagine you
Let's
are.
Go to your calls and thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and all night long, if you want to call in about your online dating experiences, you're welcome to do so. Let's go first, though, to John in Nevada. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. Good to hear Mark back on the air.
Welcome. Thanks, go ahead, John.
I've heard you discuss on the show the occupation at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, and I went out there last week, and my wife's sister went out there today, and I thought I'd do a little freelance reporting for Free Talk Live.
Fantastic. I've been wondering what's been going on out there. The last update we heard from anyone is that they believe that there are undercover agents who've been going into town, FBI agents, and basically causing trouble with the residents of the nearby town to make it look like the occupiers are the ones who are doing that. That was the last update that we had, and that must have been more than a week ago that we heard about that. So what's the current status there?
Well, you know, I can only tell you what I saw directly. We went to the site of the occupation, and we had no trouble getting in. The people there involved in the occupation were extremely polite and gracious, and gave us the run of the place. My wife and I went, and they in fact invited us for a pig roast, which we attended later in the evening. Mm-hmm. And they're led by Ammon Bundy there. He's the leader, and he seems to be a very decent and sober gentleman, you know, who's not one to fly off the handle. These seem like basically decent people. When I talked to them about their philosophy, one of the guys I talked to was Lavoie Sinicum, who I think is just quite close to Ammon Bundy, and what he was saying was basically common sense individual rights. Now, I think these people have some constitutional views that, you know, probably aren't supportable, but at bottom, you know, they believe in individual rights. I thought they were pretty people. I saw nothing scary going on down there.
How many people were there?
Hard to say. I would say at least 30, possibly 50 or a little more than that.
Now, are they all camping out outside of the building, or are people, like, lined up with sleeping bags inside of the government building?
There are a number of government buildings down there that are habitable. As far as I could tell, everybody there would be sleeping indoors. There's plenty of room for them. We went to a place called the Chow Hall, which is a large kitchen, but off of it had like 10 rooms for habitation that people were sleeping in shifts. So because they kept a watch up during the night, you know, they wanted to be aware of, you know, anybody who came by at night. So they have people sleeping and working around the clock there. And one thing, these people seem like the kind of people who are going to leave this place better than they found it.
Okay.
There's some video out there that I did not watch, and the claim is that these folks are sort of rifling through artifacts and these sorts of things. So that's the kind of thing that would whip up a certain type of person. Like for me, for instance, I think history is important, and so when ISIS goes and blows up some Pastafarian temple or whatever, I don't like that. To me, it's like the worst thing. They can chop off the heads of, whomever I care less. What I care about is, these are history artifacts. I know that's a callous, terrible thing to say, but, that emotionally, that's how I feel. So did you see anything like that?
Well, I'm really glad you asked me that question, because I actually didn't ask to see anything like that, but my wife's sister was out there today, and she's a tribal elder from another Indian tribe in Oregon. And she asked to see the artifacts. She asked to see, how they were being maintained. And what she said was the artifacts were all secure and had obviously not been touched in any way. She said they were stored in boxes which were covered with dust, which obviously nobody there had even opened the box.
Yeah. You can't replace dust, that's for sure, which is pretty obvious. So here's a couple questions I had for you, John. There was rumor that the feds or the local government was going to cut the power to the place. Could you tell if the power had been cut?
No, the power had not been cut. My sense would be these people haven't even been charged with anything. They haven't been served any official paperwork. I mean, I would have to, and we certainly saw no law enforcement officers anywhere near the place.
That was going to be my next question, was whether or not the feds had set up some sort of perimeter. There was nothing, huh? No obvious indication of government presence besides any undercovers they might have had?
Well, there's government presence at a distance of about 30 miles or so. Down at the airport, there seems to be a sizable FBI presence. I couldn't tell you how many FBI agents are there, but there's a sizable presence there. There's also in the town of Burns, there's a lot of cops. There's cops from other counties, from other towns, and there's state cops patrolling. In fact, the first night we got there, we were driving around the town, and it was snowing, and we turned down a wrong street and tried to turn around. We immediately got pulled over by state police for doing nothing. And they took a very good look inside our car with their flashlight, apparently, hoping to see something that they could ding us on. But when they didn't find that and they asked a few questions, they let us on our way. But, it was a very quick pullover for no good reason.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm glad you went there, and I appreciate the update on that, John. It sounds like it's relatively uneventful.
I'm horrified by the amount of Democrats that are calling for the SWAT teams and the SEALs to be sent in to kill these people.
Yeah,
basically.
That's pretty sick. Thanks, John, for the call. Appreciate it. And if you learn more, definitely let us know. Interested in continuing to follow that situation as it develops. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And I want to also let you know about Arcade City, which is in the building phase. You can get in on the ground floor by going to arcade.freetalklive.com. Arcade City is only open at this moment to experienced and highly rated Uber and Lyft drivers. So if you are one of those, then you should go to arcade.freetalklive.com. Arcade City is going to be a ride-sharing app that will release in a few weeks from now, middle of February. The 14th is the target date. It's built by drivers, for drivers, and it's more decentralized than Uber and Lyft. There's no big mega corporation in the middle telling you what to do as far as price setting. You get to decide what your prices are, and you keep all that you earn with Arcade City.
What do they make? How do they make money?
Well, there's going to be two different ways, at least as I understand it now, Mark. Now, this is subject to change, obviously, but two different ways that a driver can bring in money. They can go with peer-to-peer, which would mean they keep 100%, or they can use the Arcade City app to process payments. So if you're using Arcade City to, let's say, accept a credit card, then Arcade City would take a cut of that particular sale. Yeah. But if a driver wants to take cash, or if a driver wants to, you know, take Bitcoin directly, they can completely cut Arcade City out of the picture there.
Well, does the other person have to use Arcade City too?
Yes, it's a ride-sharing app. So just like with Uber or Lyft, the customer would need to have Arcade City as well. But right now, Arcade City, their original goal was to sign up 100 drivers by the end of January. Now, here we are. We're about a week away from the end of January, and they have more than 1,300 drivers that have already signed up all around the globe. It's been an incredible growth for Arcade City. If you are qualified, which means you are an existing Uber or Lyft driver and have good ratings, then go to arcade.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. Dave is in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Gentlemen, I have a an update regarding a situation in Timberlane, New Hampshire. There is it's a Timberlane Regional School District, and there is a town that is the members of the board there, some of them are so upset about the abuses that they're trying to secede from the larger Timberlane Regional School District.
All right.
And this is one of those situations where that part is the least interesting part. What's really interesting is the grievances that they have. There's been sort of, like, in 2014, the school brass at the Timberlane Regional School District started banning one of the members of the school board from visiting school property.
That's interesting.
They issued a no trespass order. And I followed the situation some in 2014, and it seemed like there was no allegation that she had physically assaulted anyone or threatened to, right?
Okay.
So fast forward to late 2015 or early 2016, about a month ago, basically, they banned a different school board member from setting foot on school property. And in this case, it was because he was raising concerns about security. And he was, an ex-Marine, so he explained from a tactical viewpoint what he would do if he were a bad guy and how vulnerable the school is. Well, they just pretended like that was a threat and banned him. I can't name any other school district in the state that's actually ever done that to, and not that I know of, that's ever done that to any school.
It does seem pretty bizarre.
So just to be clear, the district is banning school board members, meaning that the school board is one of several school boards that make up the district?
Correct. There's the Sandown School Board, which is trying to secede, and then there's the Hampstead School Board, which I think they have a petition to secede from the Timberlane. The Sandown School Board is supportive of their member who's been banned from going there. Her name is Donna Green. She was the one banned in 2014.
How does the school district secede? Sorry, how does the school district secede? Is it something they have to ask the state for permission to do, or does the school board just get to vote themselves away?
I don't think they need state permission. I think it's actually a fairly common process in New Hampshire. There's a lot of this going on at the Manchester School Board, where some of the smaller towns around are trying to withdraw and set different agreements. It's really somewhat routine. But
it's somewhat complicated, though. And once these districts get somebody, they make it very difficult to get out. They're like, hey, you can't do that. You can't do that. And so there's a lot of it takes some time to get out of these school districts in New Hampshire.
Well, I imagine they'll claim that it's going to hurt the students and there'll be all kinds of fear
mongering. Absolutely. It's going to harm their education.
You'll have to cut football. You'll have to cut that. Go ahead, Dave.
But if you just Google Donna Green Timberlane, she's got an exhaustive blog that just details every grievance that you could ever imagine. And it seems like they've all already been committed, right? Donna Green Timberlane. But the other thing that's interesting is she's claiming that they are, like, shutting off the video feed when they don't want the public to see certain things that are going on. She says they'll pretend they're in recess so they can turn off the cameras.
The school board will, or the district commission, or whatever.
I don't know who is in charge of the camera.
That's generally whoever it is a bad bad thing to do, to not allow the public to see what's going on.
Do you think that there's any time that one of these governing bodies should be able to sort of get into private session?
I don't think there should be private sessions at all. I think that those things should always be public.
Well, I can tell you that
public money,
When I had my case against the town in which I live, they would not have a public session because then I could come to it and see what they were talking about in their case.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's that.
Yeah, there should be total transparency.
One thing to keep in mind, though, when there is a non-public session, especially if it's under questionable circumstances, that just draws more attention to whatever they're holding secret. There's nothing that makes a secret unsecret like holding it secret. right? Mm. So, and then you can get video of them closing the doors and them trying to keep you out and them explaining to you why they're doing this thing they shouldn't be doing and keeping you out. It all makes for viral videos. So the boring meeting that they would have had in public now becomes this viral video of them putting their hands in front of the camera, closing the door, trying to keep you away, right, that kind of thing. So I look at that as an advantage when they go in a non-public session.
Yep, and you've been to your share of these meetings where you've ambushed or attempted to ambush a lot of these school board bureaucrats outside of these meetings. And I know that you have lamented that more people aren't doing that, Dave. And I'm hoping that we'll see more people moving here as part of the Free State Project who are willing to go ahead and sort of emulate some of the activism that you've done. I'd love to see 10 Dave Ridleys, you know, one in every county, going and, you know, giving these people a hard time, asking the hard questions. We need more people to move here as part of the Free State Project who are willing to go ahead and, you know, get out there in the way that you do and that you show off over at RidleyReport.com. So thank you for setting a good example for folks.
One suggestion I do have, though, is I do not refer to these as ambushes per se. I do call them ambush interviews, but when you speak about ambushing someone, that gives a hint of violence, and we don't want to hint at that type of violence, right, anti-government violence.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. I didn't use the word interview, but that's what I was intending to communicate. So, yeah, thank you for clarifying. You are not hitting or attacking physically the school board members. You are recording video of them and asking them questions, and they look bad when they don't answer.
Yeah, violence is for pirates coming crashing through your door at your home.
Dave, thanks for all the hard work. I appreciate it, and thanks for the call tonight. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, who has been here for longer than we have, Mark. He's been here in New Hampshire for quite a long time. As part of the Free State Project, he's one of the earliest movers and has been creating video of a lot of the stuff that that he's encountered, that he's experienced as an activist here, as a liberty-minded person, and has put it all up over at RidleyReport.com. I recommend folks check out his YouTube channel. It's kind of a slight window into some of the things that go on here. He can't be everywhere at once, obviously. And in recent times, he's focused less on activism of other people and focused more on these ambush interviews of these bureaucrats, which I find to be usually very, very entertaining. Let's go to Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
You know, this is not, I would like to believe, far for the course for you to be inclined, for you to have a tendency to go to websites such as Hustler, because somewhere in time, given the fact that you are a white, guilt-ridden kind of individual, you are going to go ghetto.
No, I'm not.
You are going to go ghetto. Now, I want to ask
you. I'm going to go what? Gentle?
Ghetto.
Ghetto? G-H-E-T-T-O?
Oh, yes. Right. That's exactly what that
I'm going to go ghetto?
Sounds to me.
What does that mean?
To me like.
What does that mean?
That website that you are looking around, what is it, you know, they allow you to have an array of different kinds of women in there. Now, you know.
No, what we were talking about earlier are websites that do not actually have women, that they are scams and they are robots or staff members for the website who are writing fake messages there. Stand by, Ralph. I don't think you've made your point. I don't know if you will, but we'll give you the chance here, you know, after the news. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. And since he brought it up again, I do happen to have a couple more of the emails that I was sent by these women on the first set of fake sites, these dating websites. I'll share those with you. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.